Today we continue in the Word of God in Matthew chapter 12, chapter 7 and verse 12.
今我哋繼續喺耶穌基督嘅教訓喺馬。
Thematically，
當我哋喺度有系統嘅嚟到研習耶穌基督教導嘅時候
，we see how beautifully the Lord's teaching fits together。
我哋睇到耶穌基督教導係幾咁美麗嘅連接喺一齊。
And I hope that as we have been studying the Sermon on the Mount。
我希望当我们在这里 研究登山部分的时候
We'll begin to see the whole line of Jesus' teaching and where it is taking us to.
我们就会看到耶稣的教训是怎样的引导我们去一个方向。
Now last week we saw the generosity of God, that is how God is ever ready to pour out his blessings upon those who are willing to seek for them.
在上个礼拜我们研究到神的慷慨他是多么愿意的将他的祝福是愿意是给过每一个追求他的人。
We saw that the Lord Jesus said, ask and you will receive.
我们看到耶稣基督说寻求的你就会得着。
We saw that he was afraid that we might not ask.
我们有认识到他恐怕我们不会去问他拿。
And we saw that his word is always true.
而我们有认识到他的话语是常常是永远是正确的。
But we saw also that you will not know this in your own experience unless you have put his teaching to the test and found that it is true.
而我们又看到我们在我们的经验里面是不能够认识到的除非我们是将他的话语来到行出来来到去亲切的来到认识到他。
We saw that his teaching is one that invites us to prove that his words are true.
我们又认识到他的教导 是请求我们去实习去来到去试验试验到是真正是正确的。
And we saw that he said, ask, you will receive. That is a promise. That is something that you can apply into your daily life and find out whether his words are true.
我们又看到他在说你寻求的你祈求的就得着。我们可以在我们的生命里面来到实验到究竟他的话语是不是正确的。
There are so many Christians whose faithis basically only in the head.
有很多基督徒他的信仰只不过在他头基本上面来讲只是他的头脑里面。
Their faith has never percolated down, has never gone down into their hearts.
他们的信仰从来未曾深入到他的心里面。
And for those whose faith has gone to their hearts, it has never blossomed forth into experience.
有那些信仰能够已经来到他的信能够来到他的心里面的但是未曾开花能够站出美出来。
And therefore, because they don't have experience, they don't have conviction.
所以因为他们没有那个经验，所以他们没有那个肯定性，没有那个认识。
And it is exactly to deal with this problem, this fact that the Lord Jesus at the end of the Sermon on the Mount, as we are coming to the close of it now, is saying, ask, you shall receive. See that when you call upon the name of the Lord, he will answer you.
他就是来到这个登山部分的后面的原末的时候呢他就在这里跟我们讲到我们寻求的就会得着你祈求的他就会给我们。
He wants you to have first hand experience of himself so that your heart will be set on fire with the sure fire of conviction.
他愿意我们的心能够愿我们个人能够直接的来到经历到他以致我们的心呢能够好像有灵火就燃点起来。
When I speak about the difference between being an intellectually convicted Christian and a Christian who knows from experience what God is like, I'd like to illustrate very briefly this point.
当我提到我们只是在我们的智慧在聪明智慧上面来到认识神来到相信神和我们真的我们的心灵来经历过神来到相信神是有不同的我这里想来到这里讲一下。
We can say that almost the majority of Christians, they lack this personal direct experience of what God can do in their life.
我可以讲到普遍的基督徒他们缺乏了那个自己亲身经历神与神带领那个的经验。
And hence in the passage we are studying, the Lord is telling us, I want you to know me directly. So you ask me directly and I'll answer you directly. Then you will know me directly.
所以现在我们所研究到的经文跟我们讲就是神愿意我们寻求他直接的来寻求他又直接的答应我们又带领我们走路。
When I was in London, when I was studying in London,
当我在伦敦读书的时候
I always already had the burden to go out and evangelize.
我在心里面有个重担愿意出去来到传讲神的福音。
And at that time, I had a particular burden for Ireland. the people in Ireland across the sea from England.
在那段时间里面，我特别咧系对于去爱尔兰了传神嘅福音系有个同有个托付。
And for this reason, I went to Ireland several times to preach the gospel to the Irish people.
因为咁嘅缘故，我去有好几次去到爱尔兰嗰边嚟到传讲神嘅福音。
At that time, I was there are not many Chinese in Ireland, so we were preaching to the Irish.
喺嗰个时间，喺嗰段嘅时间嘅时候咧，系有非常之少嘅中国人喺嗰边，所以咧，我就系同嗰啲爱尔兰嘅人嚟到讲神嘅福音。
Now, most people know that most of the Irish people are Catholics.
我哋差不多每个人都会知道，就系爱尔兰嘅民族咧，系天主教民族嚟嘅。
And many of them, like so many evangelicals, many so many Protestant Christians, their faith is basically just in the head.
而有好多嗰啲叫做基督教嘅信仰嘅爱尔兰人咧，佢哋嘅信咧系只系喺佢个头脑里面嘅信。
And some of them didn't even have it in their head. I don't know where they had it, but they must have had it just in their tradition.
有啲人甚至喺佢头脑里边都冇，我唔知道佢喺边度有啦，或者只系喺佢嘅文化，或者喺佢嘅民族里边系有嗰个咁嘅信仰。
But that did not prevent them from being very zealous in a very ignorant way. Being very zealous.
咁唔会令到我哋非常之会喜会尽忠会尽喜乐喺佢里边，会喜爱喺佢里边。
他们一股热心啊，有一股热心喺嗰度。佢哋有唔会禁止佢哋有一股嘅热心。 And so that for those of us who preach the gospel there, we sometimes risk our lives because people had been badly hurt and some had even been killed in preaching the gospel.
所以嗰啲喺嗰度传讲神嘅福音嘅人咧，系非常之危险，有阵时咧佢哋会丧失佢嘅生命。
I'm sure that if you ask them why they are so zealous for something they don't even know what they're believing in, that would be a very interesting question.
或者我哋有人问佢点解你哋咁热心，而喺一啲你唔相信嘅事上面咧，佢哋都唔会知道点样系答你哋。
Presumably, it's simply a loyal to Roman Catholicism, whatever that is. They don't even, they're not very sure what it is.
或者只不过系佢哋对罗马对天主教嘅一个忠心，或者佢自己都唔知道系乜嘢。
And it is this ignorant so-called faith, which is one of the most dangerous things in the world.
就係因為呢個叫信仰裏邊嘅無知啊，以致到佢成為喺世界上面非常之危險嘅事。Because
that so-called faith is really more an allegiance, a political allegiance sometimes, rather than a spiritual thing.
因為嗰個咁嘅叫做信仰，只不過喺好似喺政治上面嘅傾向而唔係嘅負向，而唔係咧係真正喺信仰裏邊嘅依靠嘅。And
the danger of this kind of so-called faith you can see in Ireland, in Northern Ireland, where they are fighting and killing each other. This kind of thing is a disgrace to the name of God.
而喺我哋睇下喺現在喺愛爾蘭嗰度嘅互相宗教性裏邊嘅叫藉著宗教名義嚟到互相嘅擊打呢個咁嘅情形咧，可以講係叫神嘅福音，神嘅名係損失咗榮耀。
You will notice one thing, that the deeper your faith goes, the greater is your understanding, the greater is your love.
你会认识到你嘅信心越发系信心嘅时候，你嘅爱心就越发系增大。
But this little kind of faith, you don't know exactly what to call it, which is really ending up merely as a political allegiance, is a very dangerous thing and very bad in the sense that it disgraces the name of the Lord.
但是这个小小的信只不过是在政治上面的倾向的时候引到非常危险的结局。
And so we need to deepen that faith both in the understanding of God's word and in this direct spiritual experience. This is the reason why the Lord Jesus is so concerned that we get to know God in the personal way.
所以我哋要增加我哋嘅信心，以至到我哋喺认识主嗰个方面，同埋喺爱嗰方面嘅嚟到增加。呢个就系原因点解耶稣基督对我哋每个人要对佢有个人嘅经验嗰度嘅教导嘅重要性。
Consider for a moment that if your faith today, the faith that you have, is not a faith that is based on a personal relation to God, which is an experiential relation with God, what sort of faith is the faith that you have?
我哋大家要考虑一下，就假如你现在所有嘅信仰，而唔系咧你个人与主嘅相交所经验到嗰个信仰出嚟嘅话，咁样呢个信仰究竟系一个乜嘢嘅信仰咧？
Is it just, again, intellectual? Is it political? What kind of faith is this?
这个信仰是不是,
You will find that whether a person is a Roman Catholic or a Protestant, if that person really loves God and has a personal relation with God, we understand one another perfectly.
我们会认识到假如不论这个人是他，假如他们每个人都有与神有基督有个深入的交通的话，咁我哋会认识到佢哋系一个点样嘅信嘅人。
Now let me show you, for example, in one of these occasions when I went to evangelize in Ireland.
我哋之中有一次当我去爱尔兰去传福音嘅时候，
I pray to the Lord that He would give me someone to go with me so that the scriptural principle of going two by two could be fulfilled.
我祈求神差遣一个同工与我一起去，咁能够咧系圆满喺圣经里边同我哋提到嘅两个人一同去宣讲神嘅福音嗰个嘅意思。
And so, as I prayed about this, I invited one particular person in the church in London to go with me.
所以当我喺呢度喺为呢件事祷告嘅时候，我就邀请咗喺伦敦教会度一个弟兄与我一同去。
He was a very, very good Christian.
佢系一个非常之好嘅基督徒。
He was very one who really you could say loved the Lord in the normal sense of the word that is used today in the churches.
佢喺今日教会普遍嘅用法上面嚟，可以讲得佢系一个爱神嘅人。
His faith in the word of God, his love for the fellow Christians, all this was fine.
佢对神嘅话语嘅信靠，同埋佢对弟兄姊妹嘅相爱，系可以讲得系佢一个非常之好嘅弟兄。
So he went out with me to Ireland.
咁佢就同我一齐去爱尔兰。
And in those 3 weeks in Ireland, it changed his life.
喺爱尔兰嘅三个礼拜嘅时间内咧，系佢生命咧完全嘅改变。
So deeply was he moved by what he experienced of God's power that when we got back on the ship as we were leaving Ireland,
佢喺佢嘅心灵里边，佢咁深入嘅嚟到认识到神了，体验到神。当我哋喺回程嘅时候，喺船嘅时候，
and we stood on the ship, and he turned to me and he said, "Eric, how about we just stand here and just give thanks to God?"
佢同我讲， "Eric 弟兄，我哋可唔可以喺呢度企喺呢个船边度嚟到感谢神?"
He said, "In these 3 weeks, my whole understanding of God has been utterly changed."
佢话喺我呢三个礼拜嘅里边，我对神嘅认识系完全嘅改变咗。
He said, "Up to now, I have simply believed God in my head and maybe also in my heart very truly."
直到三个礼拜以前，我对神嘅认识系只不过喺我头脑里面嘅认识，或者系有少少嚟到我心嘅里面。
But he said, "Now I have seen with my eyes what God can do."
但喺现在，我已经睇到。 已经曾经看到神所能够做到的事。
3 weeks of miracles. He said that this is incredible. It's just unbelievable.
三个礼拜的神迹，这个特别，真系非常之奇妙，系非常之难信。
He said, "I never knew that my God was so wonderful. I never knew that. Every day I went to church. Every Sunday I was in church. I never knew that my God is so amazing."
我从来都未曾认识到我神系咁有能力，咁奇妙嘅。我以前只系去礼拜堂，但系从来都冇认识到。
But now I have seen. Now I understand.
但现在我见到，现在我明白了。This
is what I mean, the difference between a good church-going Christian and one who knows his God.
这个就是我所提到的一个与一个好的基督徒每个礼拜去礼拜堂，或者一个真经历过神的那个基督徒的不同。It
is the difference between what Christians are in the, on the average and what Paul says, "I know whom I have believed." That is a vast difference between these two.
这个就是那个不同，在这个普通每个礼拜去礼拜堂，或者一个亲身，保罗所讲到我认识神的那两种基督徒的不同。
Are you one of those Christians who can say with Paul, I know whom I have believed?
你是不是那个属于好像保罗一类的基督徒，说我认识我所相信的神的基督徒呢？
I'm afraid that the majority would not be able to say that with any conviction.
我很可怕就是在我们当中没有 唔係有好多基督徒能夠咁樣嚟到係講嘅。
The things that God did were so amazing that he was just bowled over, just staggered, because he had never experienced such things in his life.
神所做的事，他改变过来，以致他从来，以致他睇到他从来喺佢生命里边未曾认识过，未曾见过嘅。It's
so wonderful. You launch out into the deep. He went out not knowing what to expect. I simply invited him to come and serve the Lord with me. He went out with me. And how many times I've seen the expression on his face when his mouth dropped open in astonishment at the things that God could do.
啊，系咁奇妙。当你开始去进入更深嘅时候，好似呢位弟兄，当我邀请佢同我一齐去传福音嘅时候，佢都唔知道系会有咁奇妙嘅时间。每一次当我哋喺度，佢睇到神嘅奇妙嘅时候，佢就喺度咁样系嚟到赞美神，认识到神嘅工作嘅作为系咁奇妙。
Such was the change as a result of these 3 weeks that he committed his life into the Lord's service.
经过咗呢3个礼拜嘅时候，个改变系咁大，以致到佢系将佢嘅生命奉献咗俾神嚟到做神嘅仆人。
So that when he finished his training in engineering, he handed over his life to serve the Lord, and he went into training for the Lord's work.
所以当佢读工程科完咗嘅时候咧，佢就去将佢嘅生命献上去读神学嚟到预备奉献佢嘅生命俾神。
God's power was being seen from the first day we moved out to Ireland.
神嘅能力喺第一日我哋去爱尔兰嘅时候，佢就已经系开始喺度啦。
Maybe I shared with some of you that day when we first went out, and we were riding on 2 motorcycles.
啊，咁我曾经同大家系分享过嘅就系，当我哋去嘅时候咧，我哋系咧系坐两架电单车去。
And how that the brakes on my motorcycle was somehow something went wrong with it.
啊，我所坐嘅一架电单车咧，嗰个掣咧系坏啦。
I had already flown off once from it on a wet day.
啊，有一次喺个湿嘅喺落雨嘅一日咧，我曾经咧已经系喺电单车里跌咗出嚟。
That when I touched the brakes, the whole thing flew off, and I nearly broke my skull.
啊，当我踩个brake嘅时候咧，或者当我揸个brake嘅时候咧，我嗰个电单车咧就喺下低走咗，我咧就跌跌跌咗，几乎咧系撞坏咗我嘅脑嘅骨。
So as we were going out that day, I said to this brother, I said, let's pray together that the Lord will overrule in this weather until we can get these brakes fixed.
啊，所以当我喺离开之前，我哋就喺度祷告，我话求神咧能够咧系掌管呢个天气，以至到我哋能够安全咧到达嗰边。啊，虽然我个电单车嘅掣咧系坏。
And the weather forecast is saying it's rain coming down.
如果天气报告就话咧有雨会落啦。And
so we prayed.
咁我哋就祈祷。
Now, not only does God answer amazingly, but the way he answered really was staggering.
啊，唔单止佢系答应我祷告，但系佢答应我祷告嗰个方法，嗰个奇妙，都系非常之奇特。He
lets you know that he is answering your prayer so that you can see it visibly with your eyes.
佢俾你睇到佢真系答应答问你嘅祷告，而咧系俾你能够用你嘅肉眼能够睇到佢点样答应你嘅祷告。
And I think it was for the benefit of this brother.
我相信因为咧，为咗呢位弟兄嘅缘故
，at least for him in particular，
特别嘅系为佢。And
so what was happening is that as we were riding out westward to Ireland from London，
所以当我哋向西行，去从伦敦向西行去爱尔兰嘅时候
，through the whole period the cloud followed us， level with us all the way through。
啊！全部嘅時間咧，我當我哋去嘅時候咧，嗰個雲咧喺我電單車平行嘅咁一齊去。
Behind us was black and raining.
喺我哋後邊咧有滿天烏雲同埋落雨。In
front was blue sky and sunshine.
喺前面有天藍嘅天空，同埋有太陽。Can
you imagine that for 12 hours the cloud followed us directly overhead 12 hours?
你可唔可以想象到咧？ 有12个钟头之久，呢个云咧一路喺我哋嘅上面，一路同我哋一齐去。
And that, of course, it's too far to reach Ireland in one day. We have to break it in two stages.
当然咧，系喺一日里边嚟到要从伦敦去爱尔兰咧，系非常之太远，所以咧系要分成两日嘅路程嚟到去。
And the moment we arrived in Wales, that place where we were going to spend the night.
系当我哋去到
Then when we arrived at the place, we arrived at the place where we were going to spend the night. And literally as we stepped in through the door, as the foot stepped on the door, on the threshold of the door, as though we had pressed the button, the rain came straight down that very moment. And when it came down, it didn't come in the mao mao yu, you know, the little drizzle. It came down with in the shower, just the buckets coming down. That was the first time my friend stood there in the doorway, his mouth dropped open. God is really incredible. So you can imagine that after 3 weeks of this, seeing the wonders of the Lord, you can imagine what kind of a different Christian he became. And so the Lord Jesus said, ask, you shall receive. He said it not only in the Sermon on the Mount, in John chapter 16 too. Hitherto you have asked nothing in my name. Ask, you shall receive, that your joy may be full. He wants our joy to be full. And so when we come to this verse today, we saw the connection. It says, therefore, the connection between verse 11 and 12 is to see what is the connection with the verse we're going to study today and what went on concerning the asking. And verse 12 says this, whatsoever you would that other people should do to you, so do to them. That is the law and the prophets. You say, what's the connection? This sentence seems to have no connection with what went on before. How can you say, therefore, what's the connection? The connection is precisely this, that if you want God to answer you, if you want to hear God dealing with you and speaking to you, then this verse 12 is the connection. We have always seen that God gives us a promise, but his promises are not unconditional. He doesn't just throw his promises to anybody. It doesn't mean that you can live a life that is disgraceful to God, that you can behave in a disgraceful manner and still say God will give you everything you ask for. That is no promise that God is going to make to you. His promises are wonderful, but his conditions are also to be met. And what does then verse 12 mean in one sentence? It means that God will answer those who do his will. Unless you are prepared to do his will, then of course if you ask him, you haven't fulfilled his condition. You don't expect he's going to answer you. So here is the importance of this verse. If we want the Lord to answer us, if we want to know God in this living way, then it is important to know what is our part that we need to do. So let us then consider what the Lord Jesus is saying to us here. What exactly is meant by these words? Whatever you would that other people should do to you, so do to them. Now in its negative form, we find this in Jewish teaching, and also there is a statement in Confucius that sounds similar to this.
In 消極方面, 我們看到在, 在猶太人的話語裏面，或者甚至我們在孔子也曾經有這樣的話語講過。
And the negative form goes, what you would not have other, what you don't want other people to do to you, then don't do to them.
在消極的方面的話語的意思就是，如果你不想人家怎樣的對待你，你就不要怎樣的對待人。
Now, that is quite easy to understand. If you don't want other people to punch you in the nose, then don't punch them in the nose.
那就非常容易來明白，假如你不想在人家鼻那裡打錘，那你不想人家在你的鼻那裡打錘，你就不要在人家鼻那裡打錘。
And if you don't want other people to steal your things, then don't steal their things.
假如你不想人家偷取你的事物的時候，你就不要偷取他的事物。
And if you don't want other people to kill you, so don't go and kill others.
假如你不想人家来杀你的话，那你又不可以到处去杀人。
This doesn't tie in too well with human philosophy in some ways.
但在人的道理，人的理智性来说，这个是不是很合适的。
Because sometimes the idea is 先下手为强， I kill him first before he kills me.
因为呢，很多时候的态度呢，就是先下手为强，我要杀了他先，所以他不能够杀我。
So you say, I don't want him to kill me, but I don't know whether he might like to kill, I don't want him to kill me, but he might decide to kill me, so I can't be too sure of this.
有時候說我是不想他不想他來殺，我不是想去殺他，但我不知道他會不會來殺我，所以。
And so, even though the negative form is a weak form, it still says something. It still fulfills the law to some extent, in the sense that, of course, you will not commit murder if you follow the principle in which you will not murder someone, if on understanding you will do to him, you will not do to him what he will not do to you.
雖然在這個消極的方面的態度呢，是非常軟弱的一個律法的一個講法，但至少你都能夠呢，讓你在一個程度裡面來到完成了這個律法，你不想人家怎樣對待你，你就不要這樣對待人。
So let us first notice that there is a world of difference between the negative statements that Hillel, that is the Jewish teachers and others make, and the positive teaching of the Lord Jesus.
所以我們在這裡要認識到 在個消極的各方面，在這個以色列人那個一方面的教導，和這個積極的方面的教導是有非常的不同。
Because not to do a thing is not the same as doing a thing.
因為不去做一樣事物同去做一樣的事物是非常之不同的。
But the man in sin, that is the man in the world, if he wishes to accept morality at all, he is willing to go only as far as the negative form.
但是話喺呢個罪人嚟講，喺呢個世界上嘅人嚟講咧，佢咧係如果佢係願意有一啲道。跟住有啲道德嘅觀念嚟講咧，佢係只係願咧係做到消極嗰方面嘅一點。
And that would mean to say in everyday language, it means something like this: I wish other people to leave me alone, so I'll leave them alone.
換句話講咧，就係話咧，我希望人哋咧唔好嚟理睬我，我亦都唔會去理睬佢。
And so we say, you leave me alone, I leave you alone, all right? Then we have an understanding with one another.
好啦，你唔好騷擾我，我亦都唔嚟騷擾你，咁我哋大家彼此係認識啦。
That would seem to be quite a high point in the morality of the world. If I don't attack you, it's already quite a good thing. So we just leave each other alone.
喺呢個俗世嘅態度上講，呢個已經係非常之好啦。我如果我唔嚟到騷擾你咧，係你俾我自己安靜啦，唔好嚟騷擾我啦。
So this negative form is a quite a fundamental principle.In the morality of worldly people.
所以这个这样的态度呢，是非常之重要的，在这个世界上，在这个世界上面的道德观念呢，是非常之基本和重要的。
In fact, last evening we were discussing with some brothers, I was asking getting some instruction on the Hong Kong way of thinking, see, trying to understand how people come to think in certain ways in Hong Kong.
特别是昨晚上我跟一些弟兄交通的時候，我們要研究到一些香港人他們的思想的方面。
And showing the difference between them and the Malaysian Christians.
我們在這裡研究一下那些香港的基督徒和那些馬來西亞的基督徒有什麼不同。
We were observing that Malaysian Christians are much more outgoing, very much easier to talk with them. They don't have so many obstacles, so many iron doors in front of them.
我們發覺到馬來西亞的人，他們是非常之非常之坦白，非常之公開，很容易跟他們相交的。
And one brother was saying he lived in an apartment in Hong Kong for 2 years, And he never knew the person who lived on the door across the corridor, 6 feet away from his own door. And I know from my own experience, when I was looking for some people, that when you ring the bell, and the inner door opens, the outer steel door remains closed.
我亦都有咁嘅經驗，當我係咁嘅鍾意揾某一個人嘅時候咧，個入邊個門咧就開咗，但依然咧有個鐵閘咧喺出邊。
And not only the steel bars there, there's a steel plate as well.
唔單止咧有個鐵嘅柱喺度，而且有個鐵板喺嗰度攔住。
And the steel plate does not even have one hole in it.
唔單止係有鐵板，而且一個窿都冇。So
I can't even see the person I'm talking to.
所以我連我同嗰個講緊嘢嘅人，我都唔能夠見到佢。
There is only a small gap from the floor to the bottom of the steel plate, and a small gap from the top of the steel plate to the ceiling.
喺呢度門咧，只係喺頂嗰度，同埋喺底嗰度咧，有非常之少嘅空位喺度。
The mentality seems to be, you leave me alone, I leave you alone. We'll just talk through the steel door.
我態度就好似話你唔好嚟騷擾我，亦都唔好騷擾你。我哋只係喺呢個門之間嚟到講就得啦。
I suppose because there's so much crime that people have to behave like this. They just want to be left alone.
我認為可能咧就因為太多嘅罪案嘅緣故咧，以致到咧佢哋而家咧方住咧有人嚟到騷擾佢哋。
In Hong Kong, I always hear those special words, 打劫。喺香港，我成日聽到呢個特別嘅話，打劫啊。 That is one word that's in my Cantonese vocabulary now.
呢個就係一個張牧師有嘅廣東話嘅詞。
And so we find that, okay, if we will accept the negative form of the teaching, you leave me alone, I leave you alone.
So 我哋發現到咧，有好多人佢就接受咗呢個消極性上面嘅教導，就係你唔好騷擾我，我都唔騷擾你。
But when we become Christians, we cannot continue to be like this.
但當我哋成為基督徒嘅時候，我哋唔能夠繼續係咁樣。
And that is very difficult for us if we are used to a mentality which just wants to keep the distance from other people.
呢個俾我哋成為一個好大嘅難阻，非常之困難。假如我哋習慣咗個思想咧，係咧將人哋距於喺一個相距一定嘅距離嘅地方。
So to become a Christian means such a change that in the Lord's teaching it means that we have to go out and do what He teaches us to do.
所以成為一個基督徒咧，係一個咁大嘅改變，就話要咧出去做佢教導我哋要做嘅事。
You see, love is always outgoing. You cannot say, I love the guy, but I don't want to see his face.
我哋睇到愛係咧係流露出去嘅，而你唔可以講話咧，我愛嗰個人，但係我哋唔中意睇佢嘅面孔。
If you are truly a Christian, you have to break down the barrier. You have to break down the barrier in your own heart, and you have to break down the barrier in the other person's heart.
假如你係一個真正基督徒嘅話，你要將嗰啲喺你自己心靈裏邊嘅攔阻，同埋喺相反者心靈嘅攔阻咧，嘅隔膜咧都要移開。We
have to go out to the other people.
我哋要咧係去另外嘅人嗰度。And
that is very difficult, especially if you are brought up to stay away from people and not to talk to them.
呢個咧就係更加嘅特別嘅困難。假如咧你一向嘅認識咧，一向喺你嘅 長大嗰度一路嘅習慣咧，都係咧與別人咧係有一個相當嘅距離嘅話。
So if you want to fulfill the teaching, Matthew chapter 7 verse 12 that we are looking at today, the first step, which is a difficult step for many people, is to come out of one's own shell and reach out to other people.
所以假如你要達到要完成咗馬太福音第七章十二節嗰度對我哋嘅教導嘅話，第一步我哋咧就係要離開自己嗰個 離開自己嘅本質，離開自己嘅本人咧，嚟到係咧去接受人哋，去接納人哋。
So that you find that to reach out, to come out of yourself, to open your steel doors, seems to expose you to considerable danger. And initially, the first reaction is to shrink back and to hide behind those doors again.
或者我哋會打，用我哋要打開我哋嘅心門嚟去接待人哋嘅時候咧，會將我哋擺喺一個非常之危險嘅 嘅位置嘅上面咧，咁之後咧就會嚇慌你啦，你又縮翻轉頭啦。You
find yourself secure behind those doors.
你發覺咧你自己咧係好安，假如你係喺嗰啲 在你自己的心门以内呢，在假如你不接待人的时候呢，你自己那个就很很稳固了。
But being a Christian is precisely not to feel secure in this way.
但是成为基督徒呢，最重要的就是在这一点上面呢，就令到我们不会觉得是稳固。
If you want to do the word of God, if you want to do God's will, you must be prepared to go out and accept the danger of going out.
假如你是愿意是做神的仆人，愿意接受神的话语，成为真正基督徒的话，你一定要呢是要闯开自己的心门出去，是来到 去接受到或者 去接触到其他的人。
You have to reach forward to other people, then begin with the brothers and sisters in the church.
你要接触到同埋接待到你的出边的人，在教会里面开始来讲，可以第一啲人来讲是去接触到你的弟兄姊妹。
It worries me that in the church there are so many barriers.
令我非常之顾虑的就是教会里面有这么多的拦阻在这里。
And so we find that when we just spoke about the family fellowship, it is to break down the barriers where you can give yourself out.
所以我们刚才讲到家庭的聚会的时候，就希望我们将这些拦阻，弟兄姊妹之间的拦阻能够除掉，我们出去将我们彼此来互相接待。
And you can see that that is a venture of faith, isn't it? That's the first step of faith when you are willing to expose yourself to the danger of contact with other people.
在那里我们可以说是我们信心开始第一步的试验，是我们愿意是去到来将我们自己来到敞开来接受这个试验。
So when you reach out, suddenly you find the I was reading a letter from Liverpool the other day, a very young Christian. She went to a conference in another part of England, a young Christian in our church, and she tried to reach out to the other people, and she found that some people just didn't respond.
我接到一封信，就是在另外一位年轻的姊妹，她呢是愿意是敞开她的心门去接待其他的，去接触到其他的人，其他的弟兄姊妹，她去到英国另外一个地方，去一个聚会那里，他呢是去敞开他的心门去接待或接触其他弟兄姊妹，但他发觉呢其他人会拒绝他。
And you find that is sort of painful. You try to say hello to somebody and somebody just sort of, hi. And you find, oh yeah, next time I'm not sticking my neck out again for this kind of reception.
或者你呢你发觉你打开你的心门去接待其他弟兄姊妹其他人的时候，你跟他打招呼，但他们呢是很冷落地回答你一下，你呢就会会觉得我第二次我都不会这么做。
I remember when I first went to England, right, the English people, they are so reserved, so conservative.
我记得第一次我 去英国的时候，我发觉英国人他是这么保守，常常都是自己在自己那个不会去接待人。
And when I went there, I was by nature very friendly, and I went around, I always greet people, hi there, and say hello to them, and they sort of look at you. What's wrong with him?
我本性呢非常之友善，我去那里都常常跟人打招呼，但是这些人呢他零镜头看一下，想想这个人做什么。
Because the English people, they don't express themselves like that. Very stiff upper lip and very straight, and you, no? Then you walk on. You don't wave your hands like this. No.
因为英国人呢他是很保守的，他不会说很热情地入手入脚，他只是呢佢只係咧，佢上唇好實咁樣，喂好啊，咁就行啦。
You have to behave in a very cold manner. They call that dignified, you see.
你要咧好冷靜啊，咁嚟到你個態度要非常之冷靜。
And I have to confess that after a few months of this, I got very fed up with him.
我可以同你講係經過幾個月嘅時候咧，我非常之唔高興啊。
Actually, they are. When you understand them, they are not as cold as they appear to be.
当你真正认识到嘅时候，佢哋唔系真系咁冷静咁嘅人。
But they also have to learn to break out of these barriers that they have built up in their own tradition, in their own thinking.
但佢哋咧都系一样系要学习啊，点样咧系将呢啲咁嘅人为嘅拦阻嚟到咧系移开。
So when you are a Christian, the first step is that you have to reach out if you are going to fulfill the Lord's teaching here.
所以作为一个基督徒，你第一点你要学的就是呢，你要学习怎样去接待去接待弟兄姊妹。
And so here what the Lord's teaching is this. Many Christians think that if I don't do anything, if I don't do anything, I can't go wrong, I can't commit any sin.
所以有很多基督徒的思想到，假如我唔任乜嘢都唔做嘅话，咁我就唔会做错一啲事啦。